Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Obviously, it's a family story when it's hockey in Minnesota. There's so many of them in this state. And certainly sitting up there at St. Cloud State are a few guys who know a little bit about hockey and helping transform a program while they pursue their professional dreams. Talking, of course, about the Paling brothers. St. Cloud State is number one in the country. That ain't bad. And joining us right now, one of those Paling brothers. Jack, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. This season, I mean, you guys knew you were going to be good, and you are really good. Any surprises?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, coming into this year, we felt good. Last year was a little bit disappointing, so we all knew we had to work hard this summer. And you know, when we all showed up to camp this year, I think we knew we had something special in the locker room, and we're definitely going to try to take advantage of that.
What was it hard last year? Obviously, Coach Motzko leaves, you get a new coach, transition easy, hard. What's that like?
Oh, it couldn't have been better. I mean, obviously, losing Motzko, you know, people thought it was bad for us, but when Coach Lars came in, he made everything so much easier on us, and it's been just a great transition, and it's been a lot of fun.
That building gets a rocking, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun to play in.
I don't remember. How did it go down for your family, the key to getting to St. Cloud State? Who was the first to come in? How did it work?
All three of us actually came in at the same time.
Did you?
I think Nick and I were juniors, and I think Ryan was a freshman in high school. So, yeah, we all just went on our visits together. Kind of did the whole process together. We all knew we wanted to go to the same school, so it worked out great.
You were part of, you know, some might say the I don't want to say the last great Minnesota hockey. It is the last greatest hockey team in Minnesota in terms of what you guys accomplished that year at Lakeville. And it came at a time when we didn't think that would be done again because the conventional wisdom was too many kids are going away to juniors that you'll never have a really one dominant team because great teams are always going to lose players to the juniors. Well, you guys stuck together at Lakeville and you ran the table, and it was something to see. You know, people thought maybe last year Edina could do the same, and they didn't. And obviously Minnetonka ended up winning the state tournament. That's a very difficult thing to do in Minnesota. Take me back to that. That season, kind of magical season where everything seemed like every time you guys would play, you had some close games, but you always got this sense that, boy, Lakeville's in control of this one.
Yeah, obviously, it was a year to remember. We won it all, and we did it in kind of a unique way. And obviously, going into that year, a bunch of guys on our team, not just us three, had opportunities to leave and go play other places, but we all just kind of sat down together and said, hey, let's do this. Let's, you know, give it a good run. And we were lucky enough to actually make it happen. And I mean, we had an alumni game over Christmas, and it was fun to just see all those guys. We all skated together and, you know, kind of just picked up right where we left off. And those are the times I'll remember forever. It's so special. And I mean, obviously, I don't think we'll ever do anything like that again.
Alumni, who are you guys playing against? I'd hate to be the opponent of that team.
Yeah, they're all ages. They're guys from, you know, 19 years old who just graduated last year to 45, 50-year-old guys out there. So it's good. We all split up, just kind of lollygagging around out there, but it was a good time.
You know, I saw Lakeville North last night. They won in basketball, and they won the state in football and all that. It's a pretty interesting school, isn't it? Because it's a big school for sure. But it's not the biggest of the big schools since you split with Lakeville South and all those things. And yet Lakeville North, for whatever reason, is good all the time at almost every sport, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just culture or what, but there's great coaches all around. Coach Boston does a great job with the football team. Coach Eitner does a great job with the hockey team. And Coach Oxton, he's my gym teacher. He's a great guy. He does obviously great job with basketball. So, I mean, I think it just has to do with the culture and everything around it.
I talked to Coach Market today. He's done pretty well at baseball, too.
Oh, Coach Market, yeah. How can I leave that one out? He he did great. One of my best friends, Andrew Altavilla, he played for him, and he's playing at Nebraska now. So it just shows that, you know, they don't only have good teams, but they move kids on to the next level, which goes a long way.
Yeah, he played hockey and baseball, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, how's he doing in Nebraska?
He's doing great. He's going into his senior season, and he's excited.
Wow, he's already a senior. Wow, I remember running into those guys that was down in Florida. They were down there on a spring trip practicing, and I thought, this is a pretty good deal because they were down there at Disney playing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Right after the hockey season for him. Yeah, yeah. And so I think people find fascinating when you have three brothers that are close enough in age and do what you guys have done. So take me back. What first memories of skating with your brothers? Is it a pond in the back of your house? Is it a what?
Yeah, my dad made a rink in the back of our yard. Ryan actually used to never like to skate, so my mom used to stick him at the end of the rink, and if he wanted to go inside, he'd have to skate all the way inside.
Really?
We kind of joke about it now, but that's obviously how he started skating. It's how we started skating, and he thanks her for it every day. And it's not like she's some crazy hockey mom. She's the complete opposite. She's the complete opposite of that. But that's just a great story. And we just always shooting pucks in the driveway, playing outside with our friends, roller hockey, whatever it might be. It's just kind of low key. So it's gone back long ways.
Well, like give me an example. Like let's just say it's a day in the winter, a nice enough day, and you don't have any hockey on your schedule. Are you guys automatically out there for a couple hours? What was it like?
Oh, yeah, I was out there all day. I've never been into video games or any of that, so I was...
Good for you.
I was outside skating on the rink, building jumps, going off on my snowboard, whatever it might be, but I was always outside in the summertime, always running around the neighborhood with my shirt off and just screwing around with buddies, so... I've never been the kind of guy that's inside. I'm always got to be doing something, and I think that goes for both my brothers as well.
What's the best training you can do in the summertime if you don't go on ice inside? What's the best way for a hockey player to develop in the summertime?
I'd say get away from hockey. I mean, I see too many kids these days just 24/7. They're going from one rink to the next and they get no time to just take a deep breath and, you know, go hit up the golf course, go to the cabin. You know, just forget about the stresses of hockey. So growing up, I played baseball in the summer. I really didn't care about hockey in the summer until I was about 15 years old, and I really started to work out and stuff. But until then, I was always throwing around baseball, going to the golf course, whatever it may be. So it was definitely a little bit of everything.
What about now, in between seasons and the college season, when, you know, the goal is the next level after that? What's it like for you?
My typical day in the off season is I'll get up, work out at 9 in the morning to around 12 or 1, and then go for a skate. And then I'll do that pretty much Monday through Friday. And then Friday after that, I go to the cabin and kind of just relax, love to wake surf, love to hang out on my tractor, whatever it may be. So I just kind of work out, skate in the summer, and try to play some golf.
So you get your skating muscle, so to speak, going, but you're not too worried about playing games or anything like that?
Oh, exactly. I mean, obviously, I got to just keep my body in shape. It's a good time to heal as well. But for the most part, I don't really play many small games or anything like that. There's not many places to play games at this level anymore in the summer. So it's more so just staying in shape and making your body feel good.
Jack Poehling is our guest. Now, of the three brothers, do you have similar personalities, or is there a vast difference between the three?
There's definitely a difference, but for the most part, we're all kind of similar. Nick and I are pretty much the same person. I'm a little more laid back. Nick's a bit more of a go-getter. Mm-hmm. And Ryan, he's kind of been his own person his whole life. He's been just kind of someone that kind of leads the way. If you look at all his buddies, they all follow him around, do what, you know, he says, which just shows what kind of kid he is. He's a great guy. Nick's a great guy. I just think that we're all, you know, kind of similar, just enjoy life, love our friends, and just kind of hang out.
Now, you three live together now, right?
Yep.
Now, you're in a house or an apartment or what?
Yeah, we're in a house. We live with there's six guys total, so it's us three and then Jack and Sean, Jake Wallen, and then Matt Berger. So it's a good time.
So did you have your dad buy the house? And you could save some bucks.
Yeah. No, we're just hanging out.
Renting it?
Renting it. We kind of screw around, have fun. A bunch of buddies come up on the weekends because we don't live too far from home. So, they're sleeping on couches, whatever it may be. So it's a lot of fun.
You get Western Michigan this weekend, huh?
Yeah, we had them last weekend, yeah.
Or last weekend. But what's been the – you guys have been on a roll kind of since the season started. The bumps have been small, it seems like, for you guys. Now, I know you had high expectations coming in, but give me an overview. What's the scouting report on this team this year?
Yeah, I just think we're just kind of a pretty solid team. We're fast playmakers, have the gritty factor as well, and I think that's what teams kind of run into trouble with us is – we have a little bit of everything. We just wear teams out by the third period. We've had some slow starts. We had a few games where we get down by a couple goals and then come back. So that's one thing we need to get better at is just coming out of the gate hot right away. And it's going to be an exciting team to watch at the end of the year. I'm excited for it. I know we're just getting better every single day. We're trusting our coach, and that's a big part of our success.
What did you learn about the NCAA tournament? It's the one-and-done format, of course, the ultimate one-and-done. What do you learn about that? What do you take this year that, what bit you last year that you take through with you this year?
Yeah, last year is just kind of a weird game. We thought we played okay, but obviously the outcome wasn't good, and that's how a lot of those games end. A lot of guys on our team this year were on that team last year, so the experience factor is definitely going to help this year. So obviously you just got to prepare the best you can. You can't take those times for granted. You can't take the seeding that you get for granted. And at the end of the day, you just have to work hard and get the job done. That's not what we did last year.
There's obviously some great St. Cloud State hockey alums that have done well in the NHL, Mark Parrish or Brett Hennigan. But what do you think of when you see Matt Cullen still skating at plus 40? He was at St. Cloud State when you were born, playing there, and he's still playing in the NHL. When you see him, what do you think of?
Yeah, it's amazing. We were actually in Pittsburgh 2 weeks ago, and he showed us around the locker room and stuff.
Did he?
We had a chance to talk to him, so it was pretty cool. But it's amazing. It's amazing that he's been around for, 20 years, whatever it is, and still playing well. It just goes to show that he's definitely takes care of his body, and he's done a lot of good things in his career.
Yeah, that's some serious conditioning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, and I think at some point you got to be blessed with genes too. You can't explain it all just by saying your condition, but you certainly in before him, Chris Chelios played well into his 40s, and they talked about how he'd always up his conditioning program every off season to stay with it. And you go, whoa, that's something. What did he play till 46 or whatever it was? I don't remember, but something like that. But it does tell you. And in this day and age, Jack, and I'm sure you get this with your brothers. Those bodies become almost machines, don't they? Because they're kind of your ticket to whatever's next in life. The minimum is you got to be in great condition and have all your hockey muscles working.
Yeah, obviously those guys I don't know how they keep their bodies intact, and it's amazing. You kind of cut out on the last bit of your piece.
I was just saying though, what you learn is, your body, if you want to play at the next level. Excuse me, like the Paling brothers do. Your body is almost like a machine or a robot. You have to almost treat it that way, don't you? So that you never want to, if you don't make it, you don't want it to be because you weren't in good enough condition.
That's exactly it. Nowadays with all the supplements, all the machines that are available to us and stuff, that's probably the biggest thing that we worry about is taking care of our body, eating the right stuff, making sure we're in good shape, making sure that our bodies, if we're hurt, get healed quickly. And that's probably the biggest part of our game nowadays is, we have recovery days where literally all we're doing is rehabbing and stuff. So obviously it's an important part of the game.
What's the city of St. Cloud like right now? They get pretty riled up when they got a good hockey team.
Yeah, our fans are great. They've been great at the games. They've been traveling well. And, you know, I think I'm going to see a bunch of them at the Ralph this weekend when they play North Dakota. So
yeah, I was getting to that.
I'm sure they're excited and it'll be fun.
Yeah, the Ralph is something, and so is Grand Forks, and St. Cloud and North Dakota have their own rivalry. What is that building like to you? And it's kind of, it's been around a while now. It still feels kind of new to those of us that have been in the game for a while. But what does that feel like to you when you go in there?
Yeah, it's just a fun place to play. I mean, obviously all the history that's there, and they sell it out every night, so you know what you're getting. And I mean, we show up 2 hours before the game, and there's a line outside the door, so it's definitely amps us up, and it's exciting to play. And you know, I got some buddies going up there this weekend, so it'll be fun to play.
Well, I got to tell you, I know that you're playing the game inside, but have you seen the forecast for this weekend?
I've heard it's going to be snowing and cold. So
yeah, 30 below wind chills. I mean, tell your buddies to bundle up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Hopefully we don't run into it.
Well, I'll tell you up there, you know, and this is a great thing about North Dakota. Everything's connected. That in that college, it's a wonderful place because the way they've connected the whole campus. But
oh yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it is. And you could probably get from almost hotel to without ever walking outside, almost, you know. But that's the way it should be, though, right? We're Minnesota, it's North Dakota. Get cold, go have fun, right?
Exactly. Duluth's kind of the same way.
Yeah. Who is your biggest rival right now?
I don't know.
Duluth's the national champs. North Dakota's North Dakota.
I'd say one of those two teams. I mean, obviously, when we play those teams, no matter when it is, it's always pretty head-to-head, and it's a good a good game. So obviously we just focus on ourselves and try to just play the best game we can.
Jack, appreciate it very much. The best to you and your brothers and your family going forward, and congratulations on another great season.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me.
You bet. Jack Paling from the Paling Brothers. Thanks. And St. Cloud State University, nice enough to join us. Take a break. Sports to the Max. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.